Good afternoon. Well, it's typical of the planes flying over, but you know, it's good to have the guys back. It was nice to see them all and to have our meeting. There was good enthusiasm. Everybody was paying attention. You know, first to camp, everybody's like that anyway. But it was a good group today. We met. We had a good session this afternoon. This little conditioning run was just to observe, to see who's worked and who hasn't worked. I was pleased with that. We have one player overweight. I'm not going to name him, but the rest of the players all came in at their assigned weight, which is a good thing. And they're excited. They're anxious to get started. We know certainly the challenges that we have ahead, but we're really looking forward to it. And you know, I like that sense of commitment that I felt this morning when we met them individually, and this afternoon when we had a chance to speak to the team. So it's the beginning. It's the start of camp 2013. We're here at our own facility. We're excited about that. The grass is in excellent condition. It looks like the state fair around the outside here, but you know, we're anxious to get going. I'm excited, looking forward to the challenge ahead, looking forward to the idea of putting this team together, you know, sensing the true commitment, feeling the energy. I'm excited to get going.
Tom, is anybody starting on PUP?
Yeah, there'll be some that'll start on PUP. Snee is on PUP. Inoski is obviously on PUP. JPP is on PUP. Marcus Kuhn is on PUP. And Terrell Thomas will start out on PUP as well.
What about Boss and Jernigan were on the side, or either one of them?
Yeah, I'm not sure why Boss was, to be honest with you. Boss has been doing everything. He came in and he's in outstanding shape. But they chose to hold him over there on the side. Jernigan, a little tenderness, you know, so I hope we don't have to deal with that.
But no PUP for either one of them?
No, not at this point. No. I haven't been inside yet.
Tom, do you like the leadership that you have going into this season? Do you like the core in that regard?
Well, you know, let's let the leadership rise to the surface. You know, we certainly do have people in position. We have people that have been in leadership roles for a long time here. We certainly have a solid crew of veteran guys that some of whom, you know, certainly feel a deep desire to have a better year than we had a year ago. So we have people in position. We've had, you know, exceptional leadership from this group in the past. And I think that will remain hopefully the case this year.
Training camp set the tone for the season, or is it too far away that it can be symbolic for that way, in that way?
Well, I certainly think it does set the tone. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. Now, that's not saying anything with regard to the difficulty of the season and your schedule. But I think you know, if you feel like there's an exceptional work ethic, there's great morale, there's outstanding leadership, the practices are the way you want them to be, and you can see the progress throughout the course of preseason, I think it does set the tone.
When Curry got in here a couple months ago, you didn't really know what you had because he was just coming in.
Yeah.
You got a chance to see him now. How much better conditioning and shape does he look to be?
He's in good shape now. He's lighter, quite a bit lighter than he was when he reported. So I think that based on that fact alone, I'm excited to see how he works.
You didn't get to see Cruz during the off-season workouts. How does he look?
He's his weight is exactly like it always is, and you know, he's anxious, he's excited.
It's a lot of training camps for you personally. Where do you kind of characterize your own competitive drive to start another one?
Number one, right here. No, I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited. It's time. You're sitting around on vacation or whatever you might call it, and I've been doing it long enough to know. It's kind of like when the horse turns, it's time to go.
That is Pierre Paulo.
Vacation?
It's vacation. Sure. What's that now?
That is Pierre Paulo. I know he's
coming. He's doing. He's done well. He's worked hard. You know, I've seen him the last 2 days on the machines in there, not the treadmill, but the machines, and his weight's good, so he's optimistic.
Have you started on a sort of motto or phrase for this camp yet?
I saw some. We have a couple of things going, but I'm not going to share it just yet. We'll see how it goes.
He's not going to write Artie's column for tomorrow.
I'll be okay with that.
Tom, the other two times when you won the Super Bowl and then you didn't make the playoffs, then that happened again, whatever, you're in that same situation. Are there lessons you've drawn?
Absolutely.
So any that you're willing to share in terms of,
Well, from a couple of years ago, the finish aspect of it was a huge motto, and our players really responded to that. Last year's experience at the end of the year was not a very pretty one. We finished the season, our 16th game, well, but we played against two very outstanding teams, one of which won the world championship, but we didn't play as well as we're capable of playing. So I think that's on everybody's mind. We're better than that.
So that's what it is, reminding them of what they didn't like from that previous season?
Well,
seemed to work the last few times?
There's always a theme that comes out of that. I'm not going to share that with you right now, but there's a theme that comes out of the experience that you have, and the players are constantly reminded one way or another. One day I might be verbal about it. Next day it might be up in the corner of the video screen. Next day it might be on the door to their meeting rooms, but they're constantly reminded of what it is that we're zooming in on. And that has, that's been good to a point. A couple of years ago, at the end of the season, we grabbed the all-in thing that was tremendous. And one of the questions that I have about, going forward here is that we really tried to sustain that feeling because we knew how important it was to us a couple of years ago, but it didn't work the way we exactly wanted it to. So, and there are a lot of reasons.
Yeah, because you talked about at the end of last season really going back to try to figure out why it didn't happen. Did you learn some things, anything that you personally
did
want to do differently that you want to share?
I don't know about me doing it differently, but you learn. You learn as you study.
Tom, this is your 10th year with the Eli. Both of you are kind of linked in that regard. What is it like going into a camp knowing he's your quarterback?
It's great. It's a good feeling, and especially because of the type of individual that he is and how focused he is and how hard he's worked in the offseason and what he's looking to improve on in his particular game and what he is, the way in which he can influence and lead. And he's been, he's thought about all of those things, and I'm excited to see him work here in camp.